And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Talk any louder, Mother. I told you, Trudy's in her room and Papa's going to bed. Jill's out. Oh, around 9 o'clock. I don't know. No, he didn't. I think he's with a few of the men from the factory. Mother, woman, that's impossible. In the first place, he doesn't have any money. And in the second place, Bill's just... Well, he's just not that kind of a person. No, I haven't talked to him about moving. No, I'm not going to, Mother. I just can't put any more pressure on Bill. Things are bad enough. Well, I have been sort of thinking about something that might work. I don't exactly like to say... Of course, I know I can tell you. Well, it's like this. I know that with what's going on in the family, I shouldn't be thinking about money, but we're in a very tight spot, and I thought if I could maybe explain just how everything is to Ted's father. You do? Well, that's exactly what I thought. Mr. White is a very fine man, and, you know, he's the sort of person I think I could make understand. Of course, it wouldn't mean anything to Maida, but it would... Mother, I'm going to have to hang out Bill's home. All right, I'll talk to you in the morning when the family is gone. Goodbye. Bill?
Yes, me. Who were you talking to?
Talking to?
You were on the phone, weren't you?
Oh, yes, I was talking to Mother.
Where are the folks?
Your father's gone to bed and Trudy's in her room. Did you have a nice time?
What kind of a remark is that supposed to be?
No matter what I say, it seems to be wrong.
No matter what I do, it seems to be wrong as far as you're concerned.
So, don't you think we should sit down like two sensible people and talk over a few things?
That's exactly what I was going to suggest. I've been doing a lot of thinking this evening. Well, what I have to say isn't going to be easy, but I think the time has come for me to forget about myself and think about you for a change.
As you follow Bill into your bedroom, Bertha, you can't possibly imagine what it is he has to say to you. I can't either. Of course, I do know this. It was only a matter of an hour ago that a woman, Gloria, torch singer in a small night spot, sent Bill back home. At least, that's what Gloria thought. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Yes, for white white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Does. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but that was my mistake. What a pair of hands I had. So now I'm back to Does. It's certainly true. Does give me white, white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then next wash day, use Does. Inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You get more out of Does because we put more into it. Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap. combined with two active detergents. Only Dove contains these quantities of rich, real soap, balanced with two active detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. Get a box today, and you'll say it, too.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Dove.
Sit down, Bert.
Is there something seriously wrong, Bill?
I think there is, yes.
Maybe Trudy was right. Maybe I had been, well, been a nagging wife. But I don't think any of us has been ourselves since...
Since Maida killed Ted. We might as well call a spade, because that's exactly what I want to talk about. Maida and Ted. And the family. You're right. None of us have really been ourselves. We're irritable. We're on edge. We're downright worried about Maida. I don't think any of us can say or even imagine what's going to happen to my sister.
I have every faith in Ray Brand.
So have I. But when the chips are down, as well they might be, not even Ray will be able to do anything about that.
There's no reason for us to look at the dark side only, is there? Mm-hmm.
Believe me, if I saw a bright spot, I'd hang on to it. I think you, more than the rest of us, well, not more than I, think Maida's guilty.
But we don't know. I guess I have talked too much, but that's the way I am, Bill. If I have things on my mind, I just have to say them.
There are a great many things on your mind that you don't say, that you only hint at. Those are the things that started me thinking. I told you a little while ago that, for a change, I'd like to think about you. It's only with your happiness in mind, Bert.
Whatever are you talking about, Bill?
Look, right after we sold the place in Beverly Hills, you mentioned something about the two of us staying with your folks.
Bill, you mean...
Now, wait a minute. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. After what's happened, I wouldn't even consider leaving Papa and Trudy.
But then...
I just thought maybe you'd like to go home and wait till everything is blown over.
Bill.
I know your mother and dad would feel a lot better about things if you were home. It would make things easier for you. After all, there's no reason why you should be mixed up in this any more than you have to.
Do you know what you're saying?
Yes, I do.
You really meant what you said a few weeks ago. I forget what you said and how you said it. You can pack your bag and get out and stay up. Those were your exact words. What's behind it, Bill? What's your reason for wanting to get rid of me? So I cover up with a lot of nice words my happiness. You're thinking of Mother and Dad. What's really behind your wanting me away from here and away from you?
Look, honey, you've got it all wrong.
I don't think I have.
Why can't you believe me?
Because it doesn't make sense. You've been away from home evening after evening. Where do you go? Whom do you see?
Nobody.
Wish I could believe that.
But I didn't mean what I said, that it didn't make any difference to me that you could pack and get out and stay out. I was angry. I said anything that came to my mind. I didn't really mean it. I know things haven't been too pleasant for you, but that's the way it is. I can't make it any different. And I just thought maybe you'd like to go home for a while. Not that I really want you to.
Well, you really want me to stay, don't you?
I want to do what's best for you.
What kind of a person do you think I am?
You said something tonight about the sacrifices you were making that any other woman under similar circumstances wouldn't stay around here 10 minutes.
I didn't mean that, Bill. I was just trying to say that I was doing the best I knew how, and all I wanted was for you to know that I was doing my best. Oh, Bill, you do know I love you. You need me now. You need me more than you've ever needed me before. I want to do everything I can for you and for your family.
Well, that isn't the way you made me feel, but...
I can't make you feel things that maybe you don't believe. If you really believed in me the way a husband should believe in it, I could overlook my little faults. I certainly try to overlook yours.
Do you?
I think so, Bill. But I don't want to get into an argument any more than you do. If you want to send me away from you because you don't care anymore, that's one thing.
Bert, you know better than that.
No, I don't.
Well, you should. But we're all in a jam, honey, and as I tried to tell you, I'd like to give you a break.
You still love me, Bill.
Of course I still love you.
There's nothing in the world, nothing or no one, who could make me leave this house and leave you. The days ahead are going to be even more kind. And I'll try my best to be a good wife. Bill, it's been a long time since you've put your arms around me, told me that you loved me. Oh, I'd like to be told once in a while.
Oh, Bert. Bert. I do love you, Bert.
Don't ever, ever tell me again that you want me to go away. Please remember that I'm here whenever you need me.
Don't you need me?
Of course, darling. I need your love. But every woman needs love from the man she loves. Oh, Bill, I do love you. I do.
Every gal who's what they wise buys her does in the giant size.
And why not? Those giant economy size boxes are real money savers. Yes, and with does, you get white washes without red hands. So listen, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, just you change to does. See what a pleasure it is to get white washes without red hands.
Does can promise this because of the way Does is made. Only Does of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Does gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands.
Does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
So join the swing to Does. Get a giant economy size box. You'll save money and always have plenty of Does on the shelf. Bertha takes her first step to gain security for herself and for her husband. In the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Does. So come on along.
That's the Does for white washes without red hands.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.